This is Hard Knocks Jimbo Lucas, and you're listening to Wrestling with Altitude.
Welcome back to the Wrestling with Altitude podcast. I am your host, Mr. Fourth Row, and joining me on this episode, I've got Chad Kalina of the Colorado Wrestling Connection. Chad, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, brother. I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. I'm excited to have you on. Talk about some exciting things that we've got with the CWC here. But first question, before we get out of that, let's talk a little bit about you. How did you first get introduced into this wacky world of professional wrestling?
Oh, man. Okay, so me and pro wrestling go way back. I'm originally from the state of Iowa. So collegiate wrestling was a huge part of my childhood. My brother Corey was a multi-time state finalist in our state of Iowa. So wrestling just kind of came naturally into our household. You know, whenever there was Monday Night Raw, and we would always tune in WCW, we'd always tune in. But how I got involved in the Colorado scene, really about, oh man, probably 9 years ago now, I just started frequenting Primo's events a lot. I would go there all the time. I would go to Lucha Libre and Labs and any other promotions that were running at that time, but mainly frequented Primo's. Got to become good friends with Mr. Joey McDougal. I am the provider, formerly known as Joey McDougal, excuse me.
Yeah.
I got to be good friends with him, and you know, he kind of took me under his wing and showed me the business. He eventually gave me the opportunity to do some ring announcing full time for his promotion. And I, you know, just took the ball and kind of ran with it and fell in love with it. The first person that actually ever gave me my shot at doing ring announcing was Mr. Chris Chavez, who we'll talk about, I'm sure, a little later with the Chris Chavez Memorial Battle Royal. But yeah, he was the first person to ever book me. And from there, McDougal kind of took me under his wing as a full time ring announcer.
Yeah, that's cool. You know, taking those the first steps, did you have any aspirations to do that to begin with, to get involved into the business?
Yeah, I mean, from a young age, I always wanted to, obviously, every kid wanted to be a pro wrestler, you know. But unfortunately, I'm about 120 on a good day. So I'm just not the best stature or size. I'm pretty fragile to be like an actual pro wrestler. So my focus was always on commentary. I whenever I would watch pro wrestling, I would always kind of focus more on the commentary, almost a little more than I would on what's going on in the in-ring action. So it was just a natural transition to be a ring announcer when I got the opportunity.
Well, that's great. So, how long, I mean, I know you've been doing that, frequently the last few years, the 9 years or so, and everything like that. What have been some of the highlight moments that you've had doing this so far?
Man, as a ring announcer, becoming, I would say, friends with Paul London was a really cool opportunity. You know, whenever Paul London's in town, he tends to text me and we can go kind of get a drink together and hang out, which is always really cool. Another really cool thing is I got to ring announce Nyla Rose on one of her last independent dates before she joined AEW. And that was because an opportunity that I am the provider over at Primo's gave me. So that was a huge highlight for sure. But man, there's just been so many. I mean, hanging out with Pat Tanaka. Yeah, everybody loves Pat Tanaka. Hanging out with him is just amazing. You know, becoming close friends with, you know, I am the provider, Mosh Pit Mike, Manimal. Oh, so it's just so many, man. I've made more friends in pro wrestling than I have anywhere else in my entire life. So I'm just eternally grateful for the business. And I mean, really, that's kind of how the CWC came about, is I just wanted to find a way to kind of give back to all these guys and gals that I've looked up to and become close friends with over the years and stuff. Just find a really cool place for them to just perform on a really high level and you know what I mean, get some dream matches under their belts, and just have a really fun day with them, you know?
So I guess that kind of leads into the CWC, the Colorado Wrestling Connection. What was the aspiration or the thought process on getting this thing started?
Yeah, man, again, it's something originally it was going to start as a one-off. I just wanted to do a one-night thing, just kind of promote a show, just to say I did it, you know what I mean? Kind of a bucket list kind of thing, if you will. And as I started booking it and as I started putting it together, I just fell in love with the booking and the promoting process. And I decided, you know, like, man, let's go, let's go all in on this thing. Like, let's do it. Let's not just do one show. Let's do as many as we can. And you know, I'm excited to do this first show. And we're actually already in talks to bring the CWC to Victor, Colorado, here this year in 2023. They've got a really cool, like, they're like the most functional ghost town in America, and they've got a really cool like gothic hotel there that's interested in putting us up for a show that I'm really, really excited for.
Yeah, that's very cool. So now we gotta ask, sometimes we gotta ask the tough questions here on the show.
Yeah, man.
What was it? What is it like? What's your thought process on? Because to be honest with you, the Colorado area is. A lot of promotions have started somewhat in the last year to 2 years, and so we got another one here with the CWC. How's it? How do you feel like you're gonna the CWC is gonna fit into everything here?
I think we're gonna fit in just fine. You know what I mean? We have really good relationships with all the other promotions. I personally work commentary alongside Big Guns for the CSW promotion. I frequent all of Mr. Conde's shows at the ROW. That's another new promotion that's been started here recently. Really, really been enjoying his promotion. I mean, the main thing for me is I think there's always room for all the promotions to coexist. It's really easy as long as there's like a master schedule to not double book your show with anybody, as long as you're being respectful and stuff. And at the end of the day, the more promotions there are, the more places there are for our brothers and sisters to work at, and that's the bigger opportunity for those guys to make a full-time living off this.
That's a very, very good point. What is the with you, what's it your aspirations, your mission statement? What is it that you're gonna want the with your the running the Colorado Wrestling Connection, what is it that you're gonna want to do and make this promotion be?
Yeah, so my main focus with this one, I hate using the term, but that's the only term that I really know to use it. But the super indie, if you will, very similar to what our friends out in the IWC or our friend Nick Gosser does with Triple L, Lucha Libre and Laughs. I want to bring a mix of high level talent in for our local guys and girls to work with and get that rub from. And you know what I mean? Showcase that they're on that same level and showcase that we probably have, arguably, one of the deepest and one of the best independent wrestling scenes in all of the United States. I mean, I've been all around. I've seen promotions in Colorado, or I mean, California. I've seen promotions all across the West, the East Coast, and everything. But Colorado has such a deep, deep, deep roster here that's been so untapped. A lot of them got the opportunity to shine on AEW recently, and I think that's just going to be the beginning for these guys.
So, are you gonna try to focus mainly on the people that are home based in Colorado? Because I know on this cart we're gonna talk about the show that's coming up here this upcoming weekend. But are you gonna also just kind of maybe also pull from the close outlying regions like the Utah, the Kansas, the New Mexico, our friends in New Mexico, and some of our friends in Texas, if we really want to admit it,
Yeah, absolutely. So that's a big plan of it is to, you know what I mean, utilize any of the surrounding states and really just the best talent across America and beyond, really. You know, we've got a great match with Manny Lemons and Brett Boucher for the Devotion Championship title. Really, really, really excited about that one. That's one of the biggest titles in all of Utah, and arguably all of independent wrestling lately. Manny Lemons coming off a huge match against Josh Alexander for their 4 year anniversary at Devotion, nearly winning the Impact World Championship. So I'm really excited to have him on the card. And he might just walk away with the championship. Who knows, you know?
That's very true. That's great. So let's I guess maybe we should go from right there. We should talk about this. So fantastic name, if I can admit that, for Homecoming.
Thank you.
Maybe tell the listeners, you know, maybe why you decided to name the show that.
Yeah. So the show is going to be held at the Hillside Community Center, which is really a historic Colorado wrestling venue. I know a few promotions ran there before CSW, but for me personally, CSW, that was the birthplace for CSW
Right.
under the reign of Mr. Christopher Chavez. And that's the main focus of this show, is to pay tribute to somebody. Unfortunately, he passed away 5 years ago this month. And again, he was the first person to ever take a chance on me. He and his wife, Susan, Susan's become a very close friend of mine. She's worked for the same company as me for several years now. So we've become very, very close over the last few years. But this is just my way to kind of pay it back and to pay a memorial to a guy that gave me an opportunity when nobody else would, and gave a lot of us an opportunity when nobody else would. You know what I mean? My first exposure to the majority of the people on this card, whether it be Filter, whether it be Big Guns, whether it be Curtis Cole, whether it be Delta or Viper, any of those guys, this was the first time I ever saw them was on a Christopher Chavez show. So I'm really, really excited. I'm really honored to kind of pay homage to him with this one. The Hillside will probably be our home for the majority of the shows. So I'm really excited to bring pro wrestling back to the Hillside in the long term. Like I said, we plan on doing a little bit of traveling here and there, but our main base is probably going to be here at the Hillside.
Yeah, and I believe it was October 2016 was the inception of CSW there at the Hillside Community Center. So that should
That's
be
right.
fun to go back, and hence the name Homecoming. Yeah, and I've had I interviewed Chris to have introduce CSW to the Wrestling with Altitude audience. So yeah, so it's gonna mean a lot to a lot of people, and everything. And just like you, a lot of people I first met was at a CSW event there. And what is it, the Hillside Community Center? What's the reaction from them? Having wrestling back?
Yeah, so they have a new director of operations under there. So he wasn't familiar with the previous regime running there or anything,
Yeah.
but a wonderful individual by the name of Amanda, huge shout out to Amanda at the Hillside Community Center. She had worked there during the original inception of CSW and had nothing but glowing things to say on our behalf and as a community and how the kids love it and everything like that. And she was a big, big part of us getting accepted into there and everything like that. So it almost didn't happen, actually.
Oh.
We were originally in talks with a different venue, and I'd already had all the talent booked. I'd already committed a lot of money to the show, and the venue pulled out just at the very last minute. We hadn't signed a contract or anything like that, and I was really scrambling. And that's when I was actually sitting down here in my basement, and I was going over just old posters, and I saw an old CSW poster. And it just clicked in my head. I was like, the Hillside, like, let's do that. You know what I mean? And just was so, it was a blessing in disguise that the original venue fell through, because this means so much more to everybody to be able to bring wrestling back to the Hillside than it would to
Yeah.
be at this other random venue. So really, really happy that this all worked out the way it did.
Yeah, so true. So, is it the plan into the works to have a monthly show, a every other month show? What's the plan right now?
Right now, we're looking at a more bi-monthly schedule.
Okay.
So I don't run, but I manage several facilities here across Colorado and Denver and all around Colorado. But so it takes a lot of my time. My day job eats up a lot of my time, unfortunately. But what we can do, is probably commit to a bi-monthly schedule. And I'm really, really excited to kind of bring that out and see how it rolls out. We're planning on doing bi-monthly with the occasional traveling show.
Oh, okay. That sounds like fun. That sounds like a very well thought out plan, because that's something that people could definitely get excited for and put it on their calendars.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's talk about the show, Homecoming. You want to tell the listeners about some of the matches we have currently announced, and are we gonna maybe have some? Well, I guess we would have some special surprises that yet to be announced, and people are gonna need to
Oh, yeah.
go to the show to find out.
We've got some big, big surprises for you guys. But I mean, some of the matches, just to name, just the ones that have been announced already, we've got Big guns, Justin Andrews taking on Bruce Rogers. You know, that's just going to be a battle of the suplexes. Really, really, really excited about that one. Lilith Grimm taking on Reca Tejada. Reca, again, fresh off an NWA Women's Championship title shot herself, almost getting the victory there. So, really excited to see how those two match up there. A first ever match with Balaam Lynx versus Red Viper. This match has never happened in Colorado, and I'm really, really excited to be the first person to put that one on. As I spoke about earlier, we've got the Devotion Championship Wrestling title on the line. Brett Boucher defending against Manny Lemons. That's going to be huge. We've got an old rivalry kind of reigniting here at the Hillside. Killer Curtis Cole taking on the final boss, Bruce Waynes. That'll be super entertaining. Two of the most charismatic professional wrestlers you're going to find anywhere going one-on-one with that one. And then we've got the young upstart Pandemonium taking on Tyra Risimé, fresh off her AEW appearance against Sheeta. So we've got that. And then, of course, the Chris Chavez Memorial Battle Royal, which probably is what I'm most excited about, if I can, you know, be completely honest. This is going to be a full-blown Royal Rumble style match. This is going to be 20 competitors. Another competitor will come out every single minute. It's going to be the whole Royal Rumble treatment. These guys are going to get a chance to shine. 20 of our finest up-and-coming professional wrestlers are all going to get a chance to shine alongside a bunch of the veterans of the sport. So I'm really excited about that one. And then, of course, in the main event, probably one of the biggest Fatal 4-Way matches in Colorado wrestling history, Hunter Gray, Filter, Marlon Bishop, and Adrian Grimm in a Fatal 4-Way match. It's a lot of beef in the ring at one time.
Yeah, it's actually that almost sounds like a David versus Goliath versus Goliath versus Goliath in that match, you know?
It's not very often that Adrian Grimm would be considered an underdog in a match, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, when you're up against Filter and Gray and Bishop, you've got your work cut out for you. But he's the longest reigning Primo's professional wrestling champion of all time. I mean, if anybody can stack up against these guys, it's definitely Grimm.
Right, yeah, so true. And then I want to take just a step back. I gotta ask. So
Yes.
the battle royal that you got, and of course this is gonna be the or the it's gonna be the royal before the other royal
Right.
a day apart.
The not so Royal Rumble.
Yeah. what's up with the chicken flavored graphic that's on that royal out there on the on the interwebs?
Some people may know, some people may not know, but if you were around during those OG days, 5, 6 years ago, when Chris was running these shows, he went by a character by the name of El Jefe, and he was a crooked referee.
Right.
So we had a few characters, the Candyman, and we had another guy, Captain Stevens, as a lot of you guys might know, would throw candy to all the kids on their way out to the ring. Well, Chris would do the opposite, and he would throw packs of uncooked ramen at the children. And it was just the greatest heel work I've ever seen in my life. The ramen would come into play during matches very frequently. So it was only right to do this poster in the style of some chicken ramen.
Ah, there we go. So now the listeners know. I don't, to be honest with you, I don't know if I even knew that. I mean, I knew that some of those shows back in the day at the Hillside did get pretty wild. We had the, like you said, we had the candy when we had oh God, what was the tag team with the police officers?
Oh
The
yeah, police brutality.
Bruce Brutality, they would get the powdered
Yep.
donuts chucked at them while they were in the ring. I mean, it got pretty wild there at the Hillside back way
Oh yeah,
back in
there's
the
been
day.
some legendary Hillside moments for sure. I remember in particular just Jimbo Lucas just always like somehow getting busted open on the ring post in like every single match at the Hillside.
Yeah.
We used to joke that his head had a magnet in it.
Yeah, and just just to be, yeah, and just be a wild thing that always would happen at a certain place, nowhere
For real.
else. Yeah,
Nowhere else.
it's crazy how some of those things can be. And like I mentioned right at the beginning of the show, this is the wacky world of professional wrestling. You never know what's gonna happen from show to show.
Oh no, man. I mean, in just my short time, I've literally seen so many crazy ups and downs in the Colorado independent wrestling scene. But Honestly, I wouldn't change it for anything. Like I said, I think we have one of the deepest scenes in all of the United States, possibly the world. I'm probably just being biased on that one, but I'd put our guys up against the best of the best, no doubt.
Yeah, so true. All right, well, so we should talk about the show. So it's this Friday, the 27th, down in Colorado Springs, the Hillside Community Center. What other details should the people know? Like the time. I think there's still some tickets available left. I mean, probably just a very few.
Yeah, so we've still got tickets available. It's actually a pretty good sized venue, so we should have tickets at the door available as well. But the doors will open at 6 o'clock. Show will start right at 7. Pushing it back to 7 just because it's a Friday night. I know a lot of people have to work and stuff like that. I don't want anybody being, caught up or anything like that.
Yeah, and then those people that want to come down from Denver, like yours truly, you know. Yeah.
Exactly. So yeah, we'll do the first match. We'll start right at 7. I'm really excited about it, but yeah, I mean, doors at 6, bell at 7, $20 at the door. We'll get you in. We'll get you access to one of the best Colorado independent wrestling shows you'll see all year.
Yeah. And where could they, if they want to buy tickets ahead of time?
Yeah, so we've got Eventbrite links posted all over. We've got a Instagram, Colorado Wrestling Connection on Instagram, Colorado Wrestling Connection on Facebook. Those are probably the best places to find that link. Get those tickets secured just to be on the safe side, because as you said, it's definitely a good as I said, it's a good sized venue, but it's definitely getting close to a sellout, so you want to secure those ASAP.
Yeah, because we there's you know there's that little elephant in the room. You do have to follow the fire code and all that stuff like that. You know, my dad being a building inspector, so I kind of have that still in my back of my mind. You still have to have those issues with these kind of facilities. So you can't pack it to the gills without
Absolutely.
if there's an
We, and we,
emergency.
we want all of our fans to be comfortable. We want you
Yeah,
guys to
too.
have good leg room and stuff. We're actually going to have a lot of vendors at this event. We'll have local vendors selling all sorts of different things, from hat pins to professional wrestling memorabilia to Pokemon cards, all sorts of different things. Local artists will be there selling their art as well. So just kind of making it a community event at the same time,
Oh, that's awesome. That's cool. So yeah, so it might be a very wise for people if they can get there right at doors to visit those vendors. And of course, I would be amiss, because one of my other jobs in the wrestling community is merch. So also probably check out the wrestlers and support them, buying a shirt, a sticker, a photo, things of that nature as well.
Yes, that's the best way you can support these independent wrestlers that I've learned over the years, is just buying their merch from them. They really, really like it. It helps them out a lot in the long run. It's something they can put right into their pocket, get them some gas money, get them some food, get whatever they need to get to the next town and get the next show going and stuff. That's just a direct a show of appreciation that you can give them.
Yeah, so true. All right, well, fantastic, Chad. I think that might be a great place to wrap this up. But before I do let you go, if after this event here on Friday, after the show on Friday, people wanted to, of course, keep up with the Colorado Wrestling Connection out there on the social media, the interwebs, etc. Where could they do that?
Yeah, so like I said, follow us on Facebook, Colorado Wrestling Connection. Follow us on Instagram, Colorado Wrestling Connection as well. We don't just post about our own shows. We actually promote and post about everybody's shows that's going on in Colorado wrestling. That's how the Colorado Wrestling Connection actually started, was just by posting everybody's show dates and promoting everybody's show dates, and it kind of led to what it led to. But
Yeah.
yeah, follow that to keep up with everybody's shows.
Fantastic. All right. Well, once again, thank you for coming on. I can't wait till Friday, and I'll be seeing you then.
Absolutely, man. I really appreciate you having me on.
Once again, a big, huge thank you to Chad Kalina for coming on to this episode of the Wrestling with Altitude podcast and introducing himself and the Colorado Wrestling Connection to the listeners of this podcast. Catch Homecoming this upcoming Friday down in Colorado Springs at the Hillside Community Center. Information out there is on the interwebs and on the Facebook, the Instagram, and the such. So hope to see you guys all there. Now, I know it's been a long time since I've recorded an episode, just like life has been busy, everything else, and unfortunately, with it being wintertime, to be honest with you, I just got over kind of a nasty cold and was, had a nice little cough, so didn't have my voice back yet until now. So hopefully we'll catch up and get some nice episodes and entertainment out back for you. So because of that, we don't necessarily going to have a week in review, but just keep an eye out for everything that's happening out there on the Colorado wrestling scene. Of course, this upcoming Friday, like we said, homecoming down to Colorado Springs. Remember, each and every Thursday night in Inglewood, Colorado is Rocky Mountain Pro Ignition. You can catch live pro wrestling, yes, on a Thursday. And I'm going to say this, and I'm not just saying this because, you know, all things considered of what I do in the wrestling business, but if you come out to this show, there may be extra surprises than just a regular Ignition show, so just keep that in mind. You want to get tickets to that, head over to rmpwrestling.com, click on that tickets link, or if you are in the Eventbrite app, you can purchase your tickets right there. And of course, as always, you can get a little bit of a discount if you buy tickets ahead of time before the day of the event. Additionally, nothing else in the calendar that I see upcoming here shortly, but do remember that. And then also additionally, if we're just going to talk about all the wrestling, Rocky Mountain Pro, of course, has their charged viewings on the YouTube, so youtube.com/RockyMountainPro, each and every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. Mountain Time. Do your own time zone math for however you are located in the country, or heck, in the world as well. They figure out that time zone, and then they will go directly into a recharge episodes with our friends, the Dudes and Belts, to review the episode that was just shown on the YouTube channel. All right, before we get out of here, if you want to help support the show, that would be greatly appreciated. You can go head over to my Pro Wrestling Tees website, prowrestlingtees.com/Mr. Fourth Row. Pick yourself up a shirt, that would be great. And then I'm always can, if you want, even Venmo me or PayPal me, any kind of donations, also greatly appreciated. Do have a little bit of expenses and things of this nature, not too much, but if you do like what I do, you are greatly appreciated if you want to make a donation. And as always, I want to thank you for listening and having fun wrestling with Altitude. Thank you.